You are listening to the audio production of How Should I Manage Time by Ryan M. McGraw, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Reformation Heritage Books and is read by William Saris. When I was a young Christian and a college student, a sermon by Jonathan Edwards, 1703 to 1758, caught my eye. The title was Procrastination. Since college students are prone to procrastination in their studies, I decided that I wanted to know what Edwards had to say on the subject. I was surprised to find that this was a message on why coming to Christ is an urgent necessity and why people should come to Him without delay. The preceding sermon in the volume, On the Preciousness of Time, was to the same effect. What does this have to do with how we must live as godly Christians and how we think about time management? The point of convergence is that our prospect of eternity radically alters our attitude toward time. If we do not see the urgency of committing to Christ, then we are, by definition, wasting our time and our lives. Conversely, when we come to the Father through Jesus Christ by the work of the Spirit in our hearts, this should transform how we use our time. Time management is important for Christians because only Christians can begin to use time well. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, the Apostle Paul describes Christians as redeeming the time because the days are evil. In the context, the teaching of this passage engulfs and consumes every duty of the Christian life. How you use your time is the measure of the quality of your life. This booklet aims to show that we must manage our time well in order to serve the Lord and His church well. The issue of time management raises one caution and two questions. The caution is that, as John Murray wrote, the line of demarcation between virtue and vice is not a chasm, but a razor's edge. This is true of time management as well as every area of personal holiness. The two questions are, what is Paul teaching Christians about time, and how does this affect my life? These two questions will draw out the implications of Paul's teaching in the text and show how time management is a significant aspect of the Christian life. What is Paul teaching Christians about time management? Managing time is the same as managing anything else. No one moves up into a management position without the knowledge and experience needed to qualify them for management. In order to use time well as a Christian, you must first know what it means to be a Christian and to have the experience of knowing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?